Hello, everyone.
How's everybody doing today? I am not Coach Kara. I am Coach Kathy, and I am here to welcome you to No BS. Can you all hear me okay? So I pop my little mic on. Let's get started here. I see Christy. Christy, Coach Christy and Coach Betsy are going to be in the chat and in the Q&A for you today. Hello, everyone. Let's get everything set up and we will get rolling. So I have a keynote today, which I'm super excited about, except I think there may have been a Zoom update. I've been playing with it and we're going to have to see if I can get it to work. Okay. But as we get started, if you have the new member kickoff guide, you can go ahead and pull it out now. If you don't, Betsy and Christy will put it in the chat for you, a link to it. Here's the thing. You don't have to have it. I'm going to tell you everything you need to know that comes out of this guide. You can always look at it later or print it later or put it on your iPad, whatever it is you want to do. Okay, but that's where we'll start. Let me try sharing my screen and you all can let me know what you see. Okay, so let's see if we can get this started. Fingers crossed. Y'all, all the fingers are crossed. Let's go to slide one. All right. If I had to guess, you can see the current slide, the next slide, and presenter notes. Is that correct? Or do you just see Corinne? How many screens do you see? Do you see Corinne or do you see three screens? Tell me in the chat. Three screens. Okay. Well, I'm going to talk from my keynote and I will put the link, or the coaches can put the link to the keynote in the chat so you can follow along, but I don't want it to distract you. So you're just going to look at me while I talk. Okay. Does that sound good? Everybody good with just looking at me while I talk? All right. Now it's gone. Yes. I turned it off. All right. So let's get rolling. So for all of you, I'm very curious first. Let's start this way. Who on this call is brand new to No BS? Go ahead and make sure you're chatting with all, with hosts, not hosts and panelists, everyone. I think it, believe it says everyone. Yes. Make sure you are chatting with everyone. Tell me, how long have you been with No BS? So I can get a feel for who I'm talking to here. Joined yesterday, 2 weeks, a weekend, 1 week. Beautiful, beautiful. Joined yesterday. I got somebody here from August. That's great too. This is a great call for people who are brand new to No BS or just need a reset, y'all. There's nothing wrong with needing a reset. You know, I go about twice a year. I seriously sit down and I go back to the four basics and I think, all right, what am I doing? What do I want to be doing? And what do I see myself doing in 3 months? We're going to talk about your 3 month future self in just a little bit. But I think it's important for me to know who I'm talking to. So we got a good mix of everyone. That's beautiful. All right. So welcome to No BS. I am Kathy. As I said, we have Christy and we have Betsy in the chat and in the Q&A. If you have any questions as I go through this, please hit up the Q&A. That is just fine. You can ask in the chat, but you're more likely to get an answer if you use the Q&A because the chat may move kind of fast and we don't want to miss your question. Okay. All right. So we talked about how this is the perfect class for beginners and members who are just refreshing. You can put questions in at any time. Since I have so much help on this call, if you have a question, go ahead and throw it in the Q&A. I mentioned we got the chat going. Make sure you're talking to everyone. Because if you're only talking to hosts and panelists in the chat, then I'm the only one who can see you. I think Betsy and Christy can probably see you too. But the real benefit of using the chat is getting to see each other's questions and learning from each other. No one can see you or hear you on this call, and take notes or use your kickoff guide. I think I've already seen the kickoff guide link go through the chat, so that's beautiful. All right, let's roll. So Corinne created No BS because she realized the diet industry is failing us. You don't need calories, points, or meal plans, right? What you need to know is how to deal with a crappy day without eating your face off. So I was out of town this weekend, and I was with my stepmother in Florida, and she has a lot of friends. And they would all ask me, Kathy, what do you do? And I would tell them, I teach people how to eat mindfully. And that's what you're going to learn with No BS. You know, we could give you a bunch of calories, points, meal plans, and all that kind of stuff, but it would not teach you how to eat according to what your body needs. Those are the only food rules you need, right? You need to unlearn, you know, how often you should eat, what you should eat, how many calories, all those things. You need to unlearn all those food rules and tie into exactly what you need. And then we help you with this diet trauma and false beliefs about how you think about yourself. So it all starts with belief. It all starts with, what do you believe about yourself? What do you believe about what you can accomplish? So when you joined No BS, you believed, this is the right place for me. This woman makes sense. That's what I thought. First time I heard Corinne, it was all about, man, she makes sense, right? But then you might have had some doubts come in. Can I really be successful on this? What if I fail? All those kinds of things. Those are a very typical diet trauma response. You start remembering everything that went wrong, that it might be hard. It's all, y'all, that's also normal, and it's okay. Your brain craves certainty. And when you're conditioned to worry, you do it all the time. And we're all conditioned to worrying, right? We're all looking for the, what is it? Corinne calls it the puma around the side, just outside the cave. We're conditioned to look for the problems. It's like your brain wants to solve problems, so it makes some stuff up sometimes. And our brains do that by going back to the past. That's why we plan. We're training our brains to think we've already solved the problem. We've already solved the diet. So we're training our brains to be modern and intentional thinkers. So Corinne, y'all know her story. She was just like you. She battled weight for as long as she could remember, didn't think she could lose, lost and gained weight like she's getting paid to do it. Y'all, that was me too, seriously. And I bet it was a lot of you as well. If you don't believe you can lose weight, it's not a problem. It's just not proof that you can't lose weight. It's just what you're thinking. And that's what we in No BS help you remember, help you learn how to manage. So what do we all have in common? Betsy, Christy, Kathy, the other coaches, the other team members, we all have in common with you that our diet history with dieting wasn't perfect. We didn't lose it perfectly, right? There were always mistakes along the way. And but that doesn't predict our ability to lose weight. What we think about and what we choose to do each day is the predictor of whether or not we lose weight. So you'll learn in No BS how to change what you let yourself think about. Some examples are on page 3 of your guide. Old thinking might be that you're convinced you can't lose weight. You're scared it won't work. You're worried you won't lose all of your weight. You're afraid you'll mess it up again. Or you're overwhelmed with how far you have to go. All that's just old thinking. All that's just the stuff we've practiced over time. The new thinking is that you can be focused on what you can do just a little bit better today. just a little bit. Y'all, I'm not talking about, you know, changing everything you're eating and sticking perfectly to plan and, you know, working out 14 times today. I'm talking about little steps. What can you do just a little bit better today? You have to be willing to make small changes to see what happens. You can believe that you can focus on feeling better now. And maybe some other new thinking might be that you knew quitting had never helped you before, right? Because you're here now. And one other thing is understanding that you don't need to focus on anything but how you talk to yourself. So important, y'all. How you talk to yourself is so important. When you hear an old shitty thought in your head that makes you feel terrible, you could just say, but I could be thinking something that feels just a little bit better. So when you think, I'm convinced I can't lose weight, you could say, but I could be thinking that I can be focused today on how I can do things just a little bit better. See the difference? It's not a huge shift in how you think. It's just a little tweak that gets you looking forward instead of backward. The important thing to remember about this too is that old thinking doesn't have to go away. Control comes when you learn how to redirect your brain, when you learn how to hear that old shitty thought and answer it with a new thought that's just a little bit better, that's just a little bit of a tweak that moves you forward. So the key point to all this is that in the beginning, you don't really have to believe you're going to lose all your weight or that you can do all of this. You just need to believe in the decisions you're willing to make today. So Corinne has a famous thing she says. She says, success is built on the back of small decisions. So give me an example in the chat of a small decision that you can make today that could move the needle of your weight loss. I'll tell you mine. For me, it's three of these. Three of these water bottles. Picked this up at the airport last night. It's got 24 ounces in it. And I thought, 24 times 3 is 72. I can get 72 ounces of water in today, which I probably need to do since I was at the beach in the humidity in an airplane, probably got lots of bloat. This is going to be my small step today, is to add a little bit more water to my day. So think about what small steps can you add? So we have, I'm shifting my herbal teas from 3 cups to 4 cups today. Sweet. Michelle's not going to drink a Coke today. Mari is going to make a plan and stick to it with at least 75%. I love that. Perfection is not necessary to lose weight, right? Lori's going to go to bed 30 minutes earlier. Diana switched Hershey syrup to light syrup. Beautiful. I love, these are such good examples of small steps that don't rely on diet rules that are totally doable. I'm swapping out my cream for whole milk 3 days per week. Beautiful. I love it. Oh, y'all have goosebumps. You get it. This is awesome. All right. Doable beliefs. So I love this concept because it's just like doable planning and doable hunger. It's not, I'm going to be, you know, the queen of perfection today. It's not, you know, pie in the sky. A doable belief is, what can I believe today? You're shutting down thinking that what you need to believe in the long run, especially if it makes you feel defeated. So you think today, what can I believe today? Right? So you may not believe yet that you can lose all your weight, and that's okay. That's a big stretch. But maybe you can believe that you can make your plan, drink some water, or get in bed early. Some of you already do, right? Doable beliefs many times focus us in closer into today's decisions rather than our pie-in-the-sky wishes and dreams. So doable beliefs are so important. In fact, y'all, if I were you, I'd get that planner out and I'd write one doable belief every single day when you make your plan. Just one. You know, we already have some of them in the chat. Jillian's going to journal about some crappy thoughts she had yesterday. That's a doable belief. I can journal about my crappy thoughts. when Judy talked about adding a glass of water, doable belief. I believe that I can take care of myself with an extra glass of water today. See what I'm saying? I believe that I can give my best to myself and my program today. Doable beliefs. What can you believe today? I believe I can drink my water. I believe I can make a plan and try and follow it. I believe I can learn my hunger signals. I believe I can try a new food or leave a bite behind today. You start proving to your brain with these doable beliefs that you can create a new belief by making a small, easy decision. You don't have to wait for the scale to move or your partner to validate you to create a new belief. The belief is built with your inner strength. With practice, your brain will start making bigger leaps because you're teaching it that you can create the belief all on your own. So, page 4. Name 3 things. So, we'll just have one. So, after the call, I want you to go back to page 4 and name 3 things you can believe in starting today, but make it easy and doable. So, give me one. In the chat, the easiest one. Got Teresa, who is will not say this correctly, wine sommelier, and she's going to cut back on her sips. Stacy believes she can drink 64 ounces of water today. Jody believes she can go for a walk. Marie believes she can get outside for a walk no matter how far I get. And Karen believes she can journal her thoughts. I love this. Marie, walking outside in the wintertime is so key. So key to mindset and helping yourself feel good. Natalia believes she can serve herself less. And Diana believes she can work out for 5 or more minutes. It's beautiful. Beautiful. Love it. So practice the feeling of belief each day with things that are easy to believe and then do them. This keeps momentum and courage going. Because when you marry practicing a new belief with practicing doing these small things, the belief begins to feel more real. Because you've committed to following through on your small steps. Remember, though, always start with the easy stuff. If you only ever believed in how you show up each day, you'll still get to goal. Eventually, when you see the results of believing in easy things, it's easier to believe in the bigger things. It's building. It's like that snowball, right? You start with that small, tentative belief, and you just keep working it. You keep pushing that snowball until it becomes a snowman. And you have a life-size belief in yourself because you kept showing up and you kept pushing the snowball through the snow. So let's talk about success. This is so important, y'all. Success. Defining success is on page 5 in your workbook. Page 5. So success means you start losing weight. You see a decline in overeating over the next 6 months. You build habits that you love and can do with ease. Your self-talk improves, resulting in less reliance on others for your own worth. You reach maintenance in a sustainable way, resulting in a lifestyle you would never break from. These are examples of what success means outside of your weekly weigh-in. Right? It's so important to have secondary successes in our minds in case we maintain that week, in case the scale doesn't say what we want it to say. You lean on the other areas so that you continue to keep going. If you put all your success chits in the scale basket and the scale doesn't move the way you think it should, you're not going to see anything else. That's why you have to decide now what else indicates success. Success also means you make mistakes and use them as fuel to learn and keep going. You eat foods you love without fear, guilt, or shame. What an amazing success. Eat foods you love without fear, guilt, or shame. You feel capable of losing weight without outdated diet rules. You feel worthy of self-care and your own admiration. Success also means you think about your body in a whole new way, or you feel free to do things you've always wanted to do, and you don't wait until you lose weight to do them. So make sure you look through page 5 and you think about what else success can mean to you. Because when you lose that mental weight, you gain confidence, positive self-talk, time, energy, and a new outlook on life. Ultimately, you are responsible. No BS success depends on you showing up, asking questions, participating, trying new things, making mistakes, learning from your mistakes. We're all here for you. Me, Betsy, Christy, community team, Corinne. But you have to show up in order for us to help you. You have to ask questions in order for us to help you. You have to put yourself out there. Take a little chance. Move those small steps you don't really believe in just yet, just to see what happens. It's all you doing those things, creating your successes and creating your mindset around successes. You have to decide that you belong here and that you're a member of our community. So on page 6, there is another worksheet about defining success. Make sure you work this page 6. It's got great questions. It'll ask you, I joined No BS because I know I'm experiencing success when I start to think or feel this, or when I do these things. So let me ask you, go ahead and put in the chat. How do you, give me a real quick statement about how you define success. So I've got one in here that says, success is celebrating myself no matter what. I find my smallest successes and celebrate like, yes, I get to go out of bed. Oh, sorry, I got out of bed and got dressed. That's where I started. That's beautiful. Right? That's a small, if you're a person who lays in the bed all day and is, you know, not wanting to get up, not wanting to get a shower, all those things, and you get out of bed and you get your shower, it's success, y'all. Judy says her success is when her goals are met. What kind of goals, Judy? Are you talking about you followed your plan that day? Are you talking about short term, those small goals that you set? That's what I'm curious about. For me, I'm going to feel success when I get all 3 of these water bottles drunk today. That's going to be my success. Marie says, when it's easier to run around and play with my nieces and nephews. What's a short-term success? What's success? What can you celebrate as success today? Coming to this call, right? Learning what success is. Success is feeling good at the end of the day. Success is giving 100% to my 24-hour plan. Success is sticking to my plan today. Yeah. That's the kind of thing I want y'all to start looking for, is what are those small successes that you can build on tonight? Lori says, drinking only 1 glass of wine at happy hour tonight. Yes. If you're used to drinking 3 or 4 or 10 or whatever, and you drink 1, that's your goal, that's how you define success, that's beautiful. Karima says, success is talking nice to myself and loving myself no matter what. So think about, what can you tell yourself today, Karima? What can you tell yourself that would indicate success? I love speaking about success. And I want y'all to really do this worksheet on page 6. And I would challenge you to post in the Facebook group how you define success and tag me. And I will go in there and look at them. I love this kind of work. All right. Getting started and support. Let's shift gears a little bit. Support is everywhere. Courses, weekly Q&As, coaching calls, ask a coach, Facebook community, accountability program, all different ways that we have at No BS to support you in your weight loss. So if you have questions, you can always take them to ask coaches. We have 2 amazing coaches here with us today. I know they love answering those ask coaches questions. and you get an answer in 24 to 48 hours. And all you have to do is go into recent answers on the website, and there it will be. Okay. So if you have a question about, you know, your food, your overeat, special situations, self-talks, worksheets, Ask Coaches is a beautiful place to go. If you want to crowdsource answers, for instance, let's say you're having questions about finding hunger. You might go to the community and say, hey, everybody, tell me how you know, what your hunger signals look like. You'll get tons of responses from people, and they'll vary, and it'll give you information to take back to your own table to figure out if that works for you, or that works for you, or something else is exactly what you needed to hear. So if you want to crowdsource information, take it to that Facebook group. Then there's also on the website, if you have a question while you're on a particular page, there's a blue question mark on the bottom right-hand corner of the website. You can always go to that question mark, and it will take you directly over to our support email. That's where you send things like questions about your account or tech issues, things like that. Okay? Here's the thing. I need you to not sit around thinking you're alone, too far gone, or the only one who thinks this way, because you're not. You're not alone. You're not too far gone. And we have all thought the way you are probably thinking. That's what makes Ask Coaches and the Facebook community such powerful tools for you to use. So you need to decide today that you belong here and you found your people. We're not going to come looking for you, but we will go to the mat for you whenever you ask. So you might be thinking, this is all great, Kathy. I'm going to do it, but where do I start? I'm going to tell you. First thing, if you haven't done it yet, is you go back to the website, and you hit Quick Start Orientation, and you listen to Corinne's 4 orientation videos. Those are always your first step. In fact, those are a great place for you to go, I don't know, 2 or 3 times a year and hear her talk about what it feels like to be a no BS woman, what resources are available to you. You know, there's no problem with you, no issue at all. In fact, I encourage you to listen to orientation a couple of times a year, today, next week, next month. Then once you're finished with orientation, you dive into that no BS weight loss course. Now, right now you are getting emails just about every day about different lessons in the course. Please don't let those emails overwhelm you. If you don't want to read them, stick them in a folder. Decide you'll read them later when you get to that lesson. All that is fine. Because really and truly, we want you to work through this at your pace, the pace that works best for you. So in orientation, Corinne talks about deep dive divas and moderation mamas and bottom line bitches. A deep dive diva is somebody who's like, I am all in. Give me all the things. I want to do it all right now. That's great. They'll probably work through those emails, read every word. It's right when they come in, they might even work ahead. It's just their learning style. Moderation mama is kind of in the middle. They'll do what they can. They'll save time for it. They might, you know, have one or two days a week where they do a little bit more. All that's fine. Or you might be a bottom line bitch. That's me. I'm the bottom line bitch. I'm going to do things at my pace when I schedule time for them. So I'm the girl who would probably go in, save those emails, schedule some time, do 2 or 3 lessons at a time, and then not do anything else for a couple of days. Any way that you pace yourself through the no BS weight loss course is perfect if it's perfect for you. There's one other thing I want to tell you about this. We have just added what I think is the coolest thing ever to the no BS weight loss course, and that's checklists. So if you go to the course page, each module now has a checklist. It gives you important links, tells you how long the videos are, tells you what worksheets to do. You can print that out, check them off. Nobody likes checkbox more than Kathy Hartman, I'll tell you. Check those off, use those. That way you always know where you are and always know where to go back to. Next thing, if you have not downloaded the Private Member Podcast yet, you can go to the, let's see, I believe it's in, well, I wrote it down, My Extras, Planner plus My Extras menu on the website. There's private member podcast instructions. Christy just posted the link. Super easy instructions. Now, if you already have your podcast loaded, that's perfect. Just skip this step. If you have not and you want to, use the link that Christy just put in the chat. Or you can also email us at support and they can give you the link. Order your No BS planner. Order or print your No BS planner. It goes along with the No BS weight loss course. And join the Facebook group if you want to. If you are a Facebook user, you want to be all in, you're that deep dive diva, get on in there in that group. If you're the bottom line bitch and you don't want the distraction of the Facebook group, that is totally fine. I would much rather you focus on your weight loss and your course than get distracted in the Facebook group. Okay? Everybody clear on that? So by following those steps, the steps that we give you, your weight loss journey will be easy. Just always remember, if you feel like, I don't know what to do next, go back to where you were in the No BS weight loss course. That's the answer. So as I mentioned, quick start / orientation, we're using both terms right now, teach you how much learning to do each week so that you can live your life and stay out of overwhelm. And then the No BS course, you learn what and when to eat, how to feel confident around food, end food obsession, and stay on track no matter where you are in your weight loss journey. I want to make sure this is super clear. The Facebook group is not the No BS course. Quick Start is not the No BS course. When you finish Quick Start, there'll be a big blue button at the bottom of that page, whether you're on your phone or computer or your iPad or wherever you are, that says Start the No BS course. When you click that button and you see 4 modules, that's the course. That is, as Christy says in the chat, that is home base. I bet I've worked through that course, I don't know, 8 or 10 times. I always hear new things. I always process things in a different way. So if you go back and listen to something, if you listen to something and you think, I should listen to that again, do it. It's not a problem. Before I went on vacation, I took in the lesson in module 4 that talks about taking No BS on the road just to refresh myself and get myself in the right mindset for vacation eating. No BS course is home base. Absolutely. So you're always going to start with No BS. The lessons won't take a lot of time, but they'll make a big difference. The worksheets and the cheat sheets help you stay on track and find new ways to think and eat. And we have transcripts and checklists too. Every lesson in the course takes you one step closer to your goals. Just remember that. Every time you listen to something, you are one step closer to your goals. And because Corinne lost her weight and taught all of us to do the same, she's been able to build this program that makes the journey simple and easy. I want to remind you now, you're not going to do everything perfectly just because you listened to an No BS lesson. Well, let that land, okay? You don't have to be perfect to lose weight. And just because you've heard an No BS lesson doesn't mean you're going to implement things perfectly. Your job is to listen, try what you understand, learn from what happened, and try again. It took a lifetime of eating to get you where you are now. It's going to take more than a 5-minute video to unwind those habits, and that's okay. So, what do you want to remember when things feel hard or impossible? We have page 10, another great little chart here is how to answer these are thoughts to use when things feel hard. So you might think, I've screwed this up. But you could think, I'm figuring it out. See, that's that moment in which you take a mistake or an overeat and you learn from it and you implement something new from it. When you think, I'll never get this, you could say, but I'm not giving up. When you think, I should know this by now, you can think, I'll get it with time and patience. And when you think this should be easier, you could think, you know, it feels hard right now, and that's okay. Kathy said, it's okay that it feels hard. You could think, I'm too far gone, and then follow that with, but other people thought that once too, and they were wrong just like me. So important. So important. That's page 10, y'all. Make sure you pay attention. Page 10. Private member podcast. We talked about this for just a minute, just a couple clicks away from Corinne in your back pocket. What does private member podcast mean? If you are a podcast listener to all these free podcasts that we have out there in iTunes and Spotify and all the places, you know where a podcast is. But what Corinne has done for us is she has created three podcasts that only members have access to. That's what we call the private member podcast. There's one for the No BS weight loss course. There's one for all the video replays, coaching call replays like this call right here. And there's one for all the courses that are not No BS. So if you're a person who likes to put your headphones in and listen to just a little bit of Corinne every now and then, like when you're on a walk or fixing dinner or cleaning the house, you'll want this private member podcast. The public podcast, Losing 100 Pounds, is great. But the private member podcast is even better because it goes a little bit deeper, gives you more tools because you're a member. So make sure you download that private member podcast. And the instruction page, like I said before, is on the menu on the website, nobswomen.com. Under the Planner plus My Extras menu. And Christy has put the link in the chat again. I love that. Okay. So as I said, a lot of members listen on their commutes, on their walks, while working around the house with one earbud in. You can play calls or lessons 5 or 10 minutes at a time. You can put them on 2x speed. Corinne's really easy to listen to on 2x speed. But listen only to the calls that speak to you. Use the descriptions on the calls to decide if that's one that you want to spend time with. You don't have to listen to everything. Remember the whole, you know, Corinne talks about Netflix. It's not like you open Netflix and go, I have to watch all these movies. I have to watch all these shows. No, you pick three there and you find what you want to watch next. And you might watch a series, right? It's like, I think about going to the library. I never walk into the library and think, oh my gosh, I have to read all these books. I walk into the library with a book in mind that I want to check out, or a topic in mind that I want to check out. I go to the library and check out my book, and I go home and read it. That's how I want you to think about these calls. And then the No BS Planner. You need to do this daily. It's where we make our plans. It's where we do our assessments. It's designed to help you think in ways that speed up weight loss. It's a first step towards journaling. You know, you answer those questions on those pages, y'all, you're journaling. You're thinking. You're looking at what you're thinking about. If you want more information about the planner, there is a planner course under the self-study resources menu. Planning takes about 2 to 5 minutes a day. If you're spending more than that, you need to think about why you're thinking so hard about it. What if the decisions were easy? Ask yourself, what if I didn't worry so much about what I was going to have for lunch? What would I decide right now? Let's just do it. Just do it. Assessing each day helps you improve and reinforce what's going right. Okay, you can use the planner course under self-study resources. If you need more details or want more details about the different ways the coaches use the planner, you can either order one on our website or you can print your own. So on page 11, we talk a little bit about the planner. And I want you to post in the chat the answer to this question. What time of day for the next 2 weeks are you going to make your plan? While you're posting, I'm going to tell you what I do. I plan the night before. So we have 6 a.m., 8 a.m. I do my assessment of the day and my plan for the next day all at the same time. And my planner sits on my bedside table. And Ken knows when I go up to bed, I'm going to turn my lamp on and I'm going to do my assessment and my next day's plan. Works for me at night. Kryn does hers in the morning. We have a lot of morning planners here, and that's fine. You do it when you're going to do it. Plan to do it when you know you'll do it. Pick a spot where you know it's going to happen. Mine's at my bedside table, right? I told you that. Some people put their morning planner, some morning planners put their planner and a pen right next to the coffee pot so they don't forget. Betsy makes her plan. Let's see. I make my plan in my car in the parking lot of Starbucks after I go to the gym and reward myself with my coffee. So Betsy makes her plan and celebrates all at the same time. That's beautiful. So think about that. Make sure you plan the time of day and where you're going to do your planner for the next 2 weeks and commit to it. After 2 weeks, if you hate being a morning planner, try nighttime planning. Vice versa. If you hate being a nighttime planner, try morning plan. Whatever you got. This is the beauty of this program, y'all. You figure out what works best for you so that you will execute it regularly. And then the Facebook group. That's for community. That's where you're going to meet your people. That's where you're going to talk about, you know, you're going to crowdsource your answers. You're going to meet other people. That's where you're going to find support and love. So the Facebook link is also on the website. You may have gotten it in your email already. Use it for fun, for reaching out to your community. Our community team keeps it safe. Make sure everybody's taken care of, connects people. But I'll tell you this, Kryn does not tolerate a shit show in her Facebook groups. It's drama-free, argument-free, and judgment-free. That's probably one of the most important things about our Facebook groups, is that we keep it clean. And we ask you to, too. Now, your weekly flow. So here's what goes on each week. On Sunday, you get a link to your No BS newsletter. If you're not getting those links, guess what? Newsletter's on the website. All you have to do is look at that menu. So look at the menu. I think it says replays, calendar, and newsletter. That's where you'll find it. You can go back to it. You don't even have to save the email. You can go back to it all week long. That week's newsletter is always under that link that's on the menu. You're going to make your 24-hour plan before you listen to anything. That is so important, y'all. If Kryn wants you making that plan before listening to her, that's how important she makes doing that plan, right? And then once you've done your plan, you can listen to your No BS lessons, orientation first, then No BS, and we send you the emails to keep you on track. After that, if you want more, if you're that deep dive diva who wants it all, you can check the training calendar and attend a live call. But y'all, those are totally optional. In fact, I would suggest, the bottom line bitch that I am, that you don't even worry about coaching calls or live calls until you finish No BS. Now, if you do decide you're finished with No BS, or you do decide to take in a call, all the call times are listed on the training calendar, including the links to join the call. So if you found this call today, you probably found it on the training calendar, so you're good to go. Calls are scheduled a month in advance, and you'll get an email for Kryn's calls with a link to the training calendar. But seriously, I'll say it again, y'all. Only watch what makes sense for you. Prioritize No BS course lessons first. And I'll say this too. Most of our members listen to the replays of the coaching calls in the Private Member Podcast. Not a lot of people attend live. That's okay, right? If you want to be live, if you have questions, you want them responded to right then, it's perfect, but you don't have to be. And if you have questions after you've listened to a replay, guess what? Take them to Ask Coaches. They'll answer that. All the coaches listen to all the calls. They'll be able to answer you in 24 to 48 hours. So let me reiterate just a couple of things here. You're not going to get behind in no BS. The only way you get behind is if you stop doing it because you think you're overwhelmed or because you think you're not keeping up. It's totally self-paced. And if our email paces don't fit your lifestyle, that's okay. Listen at your pace. Use the checklist. Just, you know, put the emails in a folder. Read them when you want to. Take your time and implement what you learn rather than rushing through or quitting from some self-imposed pressure on yourself. Okay. Listen to the weekly calls if you want to, but don't think you have to. Now let's talk about the future you for just a second. I promised you this, right? The diet industry has programmed you to believe that this will be hard. And when you allow yourself to focus on things being hard, you feel dread each day in all the little moments. You worry about things going wrong or not being good enough. And before you know it, every mistake is blown out of proportion. You think, I'll never get this. You get anxious about plans changing. You might think nobody supports me. And weigh-ins leave you either eating from relief or disappointment. It's going to take me forever. Right now, the way you feel has nothing to do with your body or your weight. It all comes from how you think about your body and your weight. And until you begin thinking like the person you want to be, you're going to be stuck in self-inflicted misery. Corinne couldn't change her weight until she decided to change her mindset. Me too. That's the weight loss hack we've all needed all along. Changing that mindset to believing we can do this and that it's okay to make mistakes. It's okay that I'm not perfect. It's okay to eat ice cream. You know, it's okay to do, you know, those things. So Jody wants me to share my story. I will do that at the very end. Okay, Jody? So your future you is out there. She's got momentum. She's changing her life. She's feeling better and in control, talking to herself like her best friend. And she's encouraging herself when shit hits the fan. You have to start living and thinking like the future you today so that tomorrow can be better. So let's think about that for a minute. Just take a minute and think about yourself in 3 months. What does your future self look like in 3 months? How does she live? What's in her closet? What does she think about herself? How does she talk to herself? When is she planning? What does she do when she overeats? What does she look like? Is she buying new clothes because the old ones don't fit? You know, you today needs clothes that don't fit too. You might go through your closet, toss things that trigger you to feel bad about yourself. Get some things that allow you to feel to move around more comfortably. Is the future, 3 month future you, making a daily plan and following it? Guess what? You can do that today. You can make a plan today that is so doable, you know you're going to follow it. And that means you don't quit the second you eat off plan. You today commits to figuring it out. If the future you is excited and has momentum behind her back, you today has to, on purpose, talk nice to yourself because it feels real good or natural. And if the future you feels comfortable around all the foods you love, you today plans those foods when you're uncomfortable and filled with diet rules. You learn how to eat them with purpose, intention, and with control by planning and focusing. Do you see how the two marry together? You're going to create this person that you pictured in 3 months with your little doable beliefs and doable changes that you make today. Little bitty steps are going to carry you to this 3-month future self. Pretty sweet, huh? So page 13, 14, and 15 talk about becoming the future you. Have a worksheet on them about how, you know, that have you write down 3 things the future you is doing in 3 months, 3 feelings the future you is feeling, and 3 things the future you is doing every day in 3 months. Mari, yes, there is a template to write a letter to the future you in module 4 of No BS. Work through the other modules first, but think about who this person in 3 months is now. And the last thing is you have got to celebrate everything, because that's what the future you is doing. Future you is so proud, right? She's made her goal. She's changed her habits. She doesn't beat herself up when she has an overeat or eats off plan. She's learning to love her body. She's doing all those things. And you today, celebrating those little things are going to get you there. And when you do that, when you celebrate those little bitty steps, that's what Corinne calls falling in love with the process. You're beginning to feel really good because you're doing the things, the little things, and you're celebrating them. That's how you fall in love with the process instead of waiting to fall in love with goal weight. No more delaying your happiness, y'all, until you reach a size or a weight. You need to be happy now, because that happiness is your momentum builder. Those celebrations, those are your momentum builders. Live your life with pride and confidence while you work towards your goals. So stinking important. So tell me one thing in the chat your future you is doing in 3 months, or not doing. Maybe it's doing or not doing in 3 months. Tell me something in the chat. What you got? She's learning to laugh at her humanness, and she's learning the little things are real life. She's practicing smiling. She's practicing joy, even in the struggles. Katie's future you is hiking the Ice Age Trail. That sounds fun. Stacy is feeling less overwhelmed because she's planning her days. Perfect. Michelle is not over drinking. Diane is not blowing out her weekends on wine. Kathy's learning to enjoy the process. Yes. Mari is learning that she can do this and do anything I can put my mind to. I love that. Learning that I can do this. You may not 100% believe that you can do this right now, and that's okay. But if you keep telling yourself, I'm learning how to make this work, guess what your brain's going to do? It's going to learn how to make this work. Mickey's beating herself up less. Yes. Maybe, Mickey, you're catching yourself when you're beating yourself up and saying, you know what? Maybe not today. Maybe not today. Beautiful. I love it. All right. I told Jody, I think, I would tell you a little bit about my story, and then I'll see if Betsy and Christy answered any or left any questions for me. So, let's see, January 2013, my best friend Kim invited me to go to a church retreat with her. We go to the same church, called Happy, Healthy, Holy Ladies. It was, start the new year out right kind of thing. And Corinne and a priest were the keynote speakers. Not even kidding about that. That's totally true. In fact, the priest's name was Father Strange. How about that? I came home from that retreat after listening to Corinne talk. Lord, she made sense. In 2013, she was making sense, y'all. She'd been making sense a long time. Came home and sat on the coffee table across from my husband and said, I'm going to try to lose weight one more time. Bet you I had been to Weight Watchers, I don't know, 5 or 6 times in my life. I had done a keto plan, you know, one where you peed on a strip to see if you were in ketosis. I had done Slim Fast. I don't know. The only thing I didn't do was Nutrisystem because it was too darn expensive. I couldn't afford it. Or I probably would have done that too. But I weighed about 230 pounds that day, came home, told my husband. For the very first time, I said, I'm going to try this one more time. And you don't have to do it with me. I didn't look for support. I looked inside myself and said, I'm going to do this. That was key. That was the game changer for me. She had, Corinne, in that day-long retreat, had instilled in me that I didn't need anybody else to do this with me. Would I love to have support? Yeah. I had my friends supporting me because they were also losing weight with Corinne. But I didn't have to have it. I had to have me. I had to have what was going on in my brain. So it took me about 18 months to lose 80 pounds. During that time, Corinne taught me how to exercise. I did not know how to do a push-up. I did not know how to do a squat. She even taught me how to run, convinced me to do a half marathon. But the important thing was I learned how to eat according to what my body needed. And all the exercise stuff is great, right? But the key was that I learned what foods felt good in my body using good, better, best. I learned how to plan. I learned how to commit to myself. And I learned how to follow through. And I learned how to process mistakes. Y'all, nobody's perfect. This girl wants to be perfect. I can tell you that right now. Two hands in the air. If I could be perfect all the time, life would be good, but I'm not going to be. And that's okay. Because every time I'm not perfect, it's something new I get to learn about myself. So about 2 years or so in, I did a little bit of part-time work for Corinne, helped out with the first version of our private coaching program. And let's see, what else to know? Ended up in 2019. Oh, she asked me to be the podcast co-host. Y'all, I was terrified. I was terrified as podcast co-host. I was terrified of public speaking. You know, something new to manage my mind around. 240-something podcasts later, I can do calls. No problem. I can do Facebook Lives. I can do podcasts. It's all about how you talk to yourself and what you believe you can do. And just fast forward to about 2019, when I left my job, my 32-year career as a government accountant, and did life coaching, working for Corinne full-time. So I seriously changed my life starting at the age of 47. And you can too. You don't have to wait till you're 47. Or if you're 67, you can do it now. Doesn't matter, but it's up to you. It's up to you showing up every single day. It's up to you having your own back. If I could, you know, impart any wisdom on you, that's what it would be. You and your reliance on yourself comes first, right? Reliance on someone else is secondary. You always show up for yourself first. That's what celebrating does. That's what showing up when you've been imperfect, when you've made mistakes. Okay, so I hope that helps. Hope that helps. Mickey says, I've been here for about 1.5 years, and I truly needed this call to take it back to the basics and just stop feeling the need to be perfect at everything. Thank you. You are very welcome. You don't need to be perfect to lose weight. If you take anything away from this call, it's you don't need to be perfect to lose weight. All right. I think that's it, everyone. If you have any other questions about this call, go ahead and take them on over to Ask Coaches. You can find that under the Get Coached menu item on the website. And this call will be up later on this week if you want to catch the replay. All right. I don't see anything else. So you guys have a great rest of your day and go make those plans. Make those plans before you do anything else. All right. I'll see you. Bye.